But after last year, we had those two hurricanes that, you know, we kind of rethought that. And actually, my son was born. We had two hurricanes in 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
And the week that we didn't have a hurricane, he was born that week.
Mm. Which hurricane?
It was, where were they? Gene was one of them. And, where were they? Is it Ivan and Gene that hit us? I can't even remember. Next, we already had so many this year. I feel like we had a couple this year, close calls.
How bad is it? Is it like really, like, it just shakes your house off, or is it?
Oh, it's terrifying. I've never been in a, like, I can deal with a snowstorm any day, because that's what I grew up with, but we had two hurricanes that went right over our house, and we have a pool in our backyard that has a screened-in enclosure, because there's so many bugs in Florida, and that came down. We heard a crash.
What do you mean you heard a crash?
It's a screened-in patio, and the whole thing collapsed because the winds were so strong.
Your patio collapsed?
Yeah, the screened-in enclosure.
Well, what is a screened-in enclosure?
It's where we have our patio and our pool area.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a mesh screen.
Mm-hmm.
It's an aluminum frame with a mesh screen around it.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it just keeps out the bugs.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a sun porch with this, you know, or it's basically window screen, but all around.
Mm-hmm.
And that crashed. But my biggest fear was that if I delivered my baby, all the hospitals were closed because, you know, it was hurricane. No one was allowed on the roads.
Mm-hmm.
There was a curfew in place.
Mm-hmm.
And what do we do if I had the baby?
Wow.
So thank goodness the baby didn't come during the first one, and we had a reprieve. We had a week reprieve before another hurricane came.
Mm-hmm. And then it was, and he was born right
he was born right in the middle of that. So at least the hospitals were open up for that brief period of time.
Mm-hmm. Hospitals closed down during the hurricane?
Well, they don't allow, you can't get on the roads.
Oh.
And you really can't drive on the roads when you have like 100-mile-per-hour winds. You know, the winds were just so fierce.
The wind was 100 miles per hour?
Because it was a Category 4 hurricane. So our trees were bending over.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it was just, I've never been in such a state. It was very scary. Now I know what to do. Now I'm not as scared because we've been through two of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't wish it on anyone. And I think the worst part of it is that we have no electricity afterward.
Mm.
Because of the hurricane, so you had no air conditioning. It was so hot.
Mm-hmm.
We had no water because we have a pump system that needs electricity to run it.
Wow.
So it's like camping out in your house.
With no air conditioning, and how's the temperature? Is it like what, close to 100 degrees?
Yeah, I'd say in the 90s.
90s? Oh, my God.
It felt like 100. It was just, I mean, it was just...
You got to go back to Boston during that time.
I know. Well, actually, during the second hurricane, my parents had come down to help out with a new baby, and they got stuck here because of the hurricane.
Oh.
So we were also, and I swear, I was about to fly back home with them.
Mm-hmm.
But then, thank goodness, it was... The second hurricane, we had 4 days without electricity.
Mm.
And I was just miserable.
4 days without electricity.
Right. And there's only so much, you know... No entertainment.
you can't look at the TV. Of course, you can't see any movies, right? For videos, right?
Exactly. No movies. And you kind of go to bed when it gets dark because there's nothing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't sleep because it's so hot.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. So that was just the one. So that, you know, I guess that's one thing I don't like about Florida is this whole hurricane season, which I'm not used to.
And it is the season right now, right?
It is. It lasts, I think, to the end of November.
Mm.
So we still have a ways away. And I guess September is usually the bad time.
September?
Yeah, that's where we got hit last year.
Mm.
We had two hit. But my feeling is, if we got hit twice last year, what's the likelihood we'd get hit this year?
It doesn't come every year?
Well, it just all depends if it comes over your house.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Florida is a big, big state anyway, right?
Right. It's So I just hope it doesn't. I hope it doesn't hit anywhere. Now I truly understand what it's like to go through a hurricane.
Mm-hmm.